And Mark Sanford is one of a cascade of politicians linked to sex scandals. If you print out the Wikipedia page for federal political sex scandals in the U.S. alone, it runs to 6 single-spaced pages. And recently it's gotten 2 names longer, both of them congressmen from New York. NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam explains why so many powerful people get caught up in sexual indiscretions.
The confessions we've heard in recent years from powerful men in sex scandals all sound alike. Listen to Congressman Anthony Weiner, Senator John Ensign, Governors Eliot Spitzer and Mark Sanford, and Senator David Vitter.
I haven't told the truth, and I've done things I deeply regret. I've brought pain to people I care about the most, and the people who believed in me.
Last year, I had an affair. I violated the vows.
I've acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family, and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong.
I've been unfaithful to my wife. I developed a relationship with which started as a dear friend.
I am completely responsible.
And for that, I'm deeply sorry.
I'm truly sorry.
And I'm so very, very sorry.
Yes, the confessions and apologies follow a familiar script. But there's something else. All these are men's voices. Don't women ever get involved in sex scandals? We put the question to a panel of pedestrians in downtown Washington. Here are Brendan McNamara, a legal assistant, and Debbie Wilcox, a visitor from Canada.
I don't want to speculate, but I think that women have done it less.
I think it goes along with the culture and the society and the position of power and taking advantage of people that are not in a position of power.
So would you imagine that women would do the same thing in positions of power?
Never.
They're right. And they're wrong. Power is the problem, but it turns out it is just as much a problem for women as for men. Professor Joris Lammers in the Netherlands recently conducted a survey of more than 1,000 professionals. He asked them to describe whether they were in positions of power in their workplaces. He then asked,
whether they ever committed adultery, whether they would foresee that they ever would engage in an adulterous relationship. And yeah, we found this effect. So both men and women, the more they have power, the more they are likely to engage in infidelity.
Lammers found that the most powerful people in his survey were 30% more likely to have affairs than the least powerful people. The most powerful people were also having many more affairs. And this is not just about the Dutch. Studies done in other places have shown the same correlation between adultery and power, and there is preliminary research that might explain why power increases infidelity. When you stick people inside a brain scanner and give them a fleeting sense of power, the way they view risks and rewards changes.
So you can even see this in brain activation. If people feel powerful, and you can see that the brain structure associated with positive things, with rewards, is just much more activated than the part that is steered towards preventing the bad things from happening.
So when you get a sense of power, you start to focus on all the things that could go right, and you get blinders on for all the things that could go wrong. But that's not all. Psychologist John Maynard at Florida State University recently sat heterosexual college students down with an opposite-sex partner. Maynard found that when students were given a brief feeling of power, they were more likely to start flirting with the stranger sitting next to them. Take away the power, the flirting disappears. And it wasn't just the men. Women given power behaved exactly the same.
Power holders tended to touch their subordinates more. They maintained more direct eye contact. They behaved in an overall more flirtatious manner.
Power also causes both men and women to see themselves as more attractive than they really are, and it makes perfectly innocuous comments from subordinates and strangers sound like come-ons. Volunteers with the power believe their lab partners were acting in sexual ways even when they were not, Maynard said. In other words, when you say hello to someone, an ordinary person thinks you said hello. A powerful person thinks you meant hello. And it doesn't take much power to trigger this.
I don't think this is going to be limited to powerful politicians or CEOs of big companies by any means. I think this can happen in everyday social interactions. In fact, in our own research, just giving people power over a small amount of money in a short laboratory interaction was sufficient to elicit this overestimation of sexual interest.
But none of these studies explain why there are so many more sex scandals among men. Our panel of pedestrians in Washington included Barley Bala, a local writer. Powerful men tend to be at the center of these scandals, she said, because men are at the center of power in our society.
Well, women in power have done some pretty inappropriate things. Think of Catherine the Great.
Catherine the Great was an 18th century Russian empress, one of the most powerful women in the history of the world. Over three decades, she took up with a slew of lovers. When she grew bored, she discarded them by dipping into the national coffers to hush them up. Frankly, her sexual escapades make uploading dirty pictures to Twitter sound tame. Shankar Vedantam, NPR News.